And welcome to the Tales of the Long Box podcast. This is episode 272. Spotlight on DC Comics Superman Rebirth number one, circa 2016. I'm Chris Mosby.
He is Chris Mosby. It's a fact. Yes. I'm Caleb Girard.
And I'm Murray Fox.
Oh, debatable. Man.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
You'll be checking with your with your Kenyan half brother to make sure.
Oh, totally.
Had a sneeze fit. Luckily, I hit the mute button in time.
Gesundheit.
I would have blown you guys' ears off. I think I hurt myself. A blood vessel in my eye or something. I don't know. Yes, so we are continuing our coverage of the... Well, at this point, it's hit and miss, but it's mostly hit for me. DC Comics Rebirth.
I'm at two dropped titles now, so I'm
I am at, considering I've started out all of them, I'd say maybe three, because Aquaman is not for me.
Cyborg, he's all wet.
There's something fishy with that comment.
Yeah, there you go. I like what I like what they're trying to do, but it's just not for me. I don't think the Birds of Prey one's going to do it.
It's a little salty.
Yeah, it's a little salty. Anyway, we will get into that. We can talk about that another time. But Superman's one of my favorites, and I look forward to it every week.
Well, you're a big Tomasi fan, so that
well,
it was almost...
yeah, I mean, he's doing the same. Yeah, I am a big Tomasi fan. I've loved everything he's done, and I think, yeah, he's doing this one with Doug Monkey, and then doing Action Comics with Patrick Gleason, which is the Batman and Robin combo that they did, which I loved his Batman and Robin run. I think you got one of you at least did too. I think it was Caleb.
Yeah. No. It wasn't Murray. Murray's our resident Scrooge over there.
well, you know, it's one of the darker ones back then, but I don't know, the new outfit. Yeah. Hmm? What? Go ahead, Murray.
No. What? Ooh. Who is on Superman with what's his name? Tomasi? Is it Monkey or is it Gleason, or are they both on it?
The two titles, Doug Monkey, at least on this issue, Monkey is on Superman, but Action Comics is Patrick Gleason.
Isn't that one the one with Jurgens?
Yes, you're right. Jurgens is on Action Comics. You're 100%.
Oh, okay. So, wait a minute. Yeah, Gleason came on Superman after that.
Yeah, I don't know who, but I know Tomasi's doing something else, DC, but you're right, I don't remember what, it's not Trinity, but, or is it Trinity?
No.
I don't know.
No, is he doing...
Because I know Gleason's on it now.
Maybe they're alternating.
Okay, yeah, number two is Gleason, number three is Gleason, four, yeah, he just, apparently Monkey only did the first one. Nope, I take that back. On number five, it's Gleason and Monkey.
Yeah, but who's the writer? What else is Tomasi writing?
Tomasi? That's a good question.
Is he doing the Superman Sons?
He's behind the crap. Well, see, I've got
the soon to be released Superman or Super Sons.
I got that wiki page up. Let me look. I've got all messed up. Missed the dub. Let's see, Hope Larson, Tim Seeley, Scott Snyder, Julie Benson, blah, 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 Epting. Oh, I'm totally wrong. It's only Superman.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking he was doing both of those. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, maybe he did both of the Rebirth issues. Maybe. I don't remember.
That's very possible. I can look that up. I have them all in front of me.
I guess we'll have to do Action Comics at some point to.
Nope, it was Jurgens.
Oh.
God, all right. What in the hell am I thinking? Anyway, I love Tomasi. I think he. I love Tomasi so much. I think he's writing everything. Let's put it that way. And I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Apparently, so
if he had written Legion Lost, it might have actually been good. No. God,
yeah, it might. Well, I don't know.
That's
so anyway.
Two or three continuities ago.
Oh yeah, I'm kidding. It is.
Only two. Only two.
Only two so far. All right, so back to the issue. The issue at hand. yes,
I
it is.
I agree with you people.
Peter Tomasi and Doug Monkey. Yeah, Gleason is not on this issue. Okay, who wants to do it?
He's there.
Go for it.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay, man.
Okay, okay, okay.
Hey, fuck you at the drive-thru. I'm sorry.
Explicit tag. Anyway. All right, so we are seeing some flashbacks here. We have Superman with a beard, with no cape, in a black and white outfit. With who we know now. Well, if you've read the Lois and Clark, Superman Lois and Clark book, that the trade came out, it has on it Road to Rebirth. You already know that the post-crisis Superman with Lois Lane and his son John have been in our universe since, I guess you could say, day one. He was there when Darkseid attacked. Or is it Darkseid? I always say Darkseid. Darkseid, Darkseid, whatever. Darkseid attacked. Darkseid. And he didn't actually do anything because they handled it. Now what he's recounting is in the soon-to-come-out trade, The Final Days of Superman, which I pre-ordered because that was actually really good, which Tomasi did a lot of that, I believe.
Or was it Gleason?
I don't know. Anyway, so this is what we're seeing. And it starts out, Superman is doing some inner monologuing, which, if this was done in maybe 20 years ago, it'd be a thought balloon, but no, we're doing a meanwhile kind of thing, narrating. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. I live and breathe that quote with all my heart. I bet you did too. He's talking to the New 52 Superman. For those of you that don't know, he passed
away.
Keeps
up.
Yeah, he got burnt to a crisp. For so many years, I tried to help from the shadows while still keeping my family safe and their existence on your world a secret. But evil found us. And no matter what the personal cost, I wasn't about to stand by and watch this earth lose its Superman at the hands of that burning madman. I tried to save you, but of course you were busy saving others. We didn't get much of a chance to talk, only a few words passed between us. There was so much I wanted to say, so much I wanted to hear, but then you were gone. And you see a picture of a big explosion. And when we had covered the Super Dashman comic, we talked about how he was like, I don't know, projecting his powers out, and some random guy got it. And the Chinese lady that's the main chick in the Super Dashman comic.
Omen. Dr.
Omen? Is that what her name is? Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Omen, that's right. Mm-hmm. Which, that's how Lois Lane from the New 52 universe and Lana Lang from the New 52 universe got their powers as well. When Superman died, energy was released, and she captured that and used it. That's at least I've only read the first issue. I assume that's what happened because I believe she was in earlier issues of that comic doing things. Some random guy got the powers and some of his memories. So anyway, what they show next is the black and white Superman, or which we'll call what are we gonna call him? Superman. Prime.
Superman.
Superman. Well, okay, we'll call him.
No.
He is actually
bad memories.
technically, he is the Superman of post-crisis, which, well, anyway, yeah, he's the post-crisis Superman. The John Byrne Superman, if you really think about it. I'm not going to call him that, though. He is the post-crisis Superman.
So he's Burns, okay.
Yeah, I mean, but the crisis never happened, so they had no universe to go back to. If you remember Convergence, that's why they're in our universe. Because they went back with Parallax and Supergirl and somebody else, Barry Allen, Flash, I think. Well, he didn't die. But yeah, they changed all that, so he didn't have a universe to go back to, so they stayed here.
They punched a wall.
I'm still shocked that they did this. I really am. I'm shocked that they went this far with it.
They've totally ignored it since then.
They bring it up.
Yeah.
They bring it up.
Well,
all the
they
time.
Bring it up that he was from another reality, but they're not going full crisis never happened other issue. Like, that's...
It's like a word balloon whenever they... Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm still shocked that they killed a Superman. I mean, really killed a Superman, I guess you could say.
Wow.
So anyway, back to that. And they show him...
There is no death in the comic books.
Yeah, true. So the new 52 Superman looks a little peaked. He had some kryptonite poisoning, among other things. Long story. Anyway, if you guys didn't read all that, I highly recommend getting that trade because it was actually good. I read it as it was happened, and I really enjoyed it.
Almost as entertaining as a 2016 presidential debate.
Oh, it was a lot more entertaining than that, trust me. In my opinion, anyway. So, they show him carrying the new 52 Superman, and he's looking a little, he's looking a little peaked. And in the next panel, it shows him literally ash. A pile of ash in the shape of a Superman. And that's where it says, "Then you were gone."
Kind of cool. It's like when you do one of those snakes at Halloween, and it's...
Exactly. That's exactly what it looks like. So, and then you were gone and buried here in Metropolis. So this is kind of, for the people that have been reading comics for a long time, this Superman was killed by Doomsday, and he came back, and there isn't a big golden statue, but there is a huge slab of concrete with a Superman symbol there, and that's where he's supposed to be buried. Which in the narration here it says that the statue is on its way. It hasn't been put on the base yet. So he's standing over it.
It's on back order.
Yeah, it's on back order. He's
no Amazon, no Amazon Prime in Metropolis.
Yeah, unfortunately. He's saying, fitting them, this memorial to you as a work of progress. The commission statue is still being crafted to fit on this base. Will be one less thing for you to worry about breaking when you and he's hear something. But basically, he's moving along a little bit. He's waiting for him to come back like he did. And he hears something. There's an underground access tunnel, and it's Lana Lang, and she's trying to break into the crypt to steal his body. So they have a little dialogue about it. She's like, "Clark, you're alive. What happened to you, Miss Lang? I'm afraid I'm not who you think I am. Saw the S in the dark. I thought it was. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. I picked up your footsteps in the access tunnel, and well, anyway, let's move along just a little. Basically, they have a back and forth, and that's what he's waiting for him to come back to life, like he did, thinking that that was going to be the same, and she's there to take the body to be buried in Smallville, which is something I believe she promised him, or that's just something that she thinks she needs to do. I forget which one it was. Clark's not coming back. You saw what happened to him, what was left of his body. Let's just say I have faith. Well, I don't. I know what I saw with my own eyes. Clark is dead. Very thorough interesting devices you're using down there. I'm an engineer. I make things to help me do things. Why are you here 20 feet under the ground, Miss Lane? Keep a promise. Yeah, that's what it was. Barry Clark beside his parents in Smallville, back in Kansas. I know where Smallville is, Miss Lane. Are you going to stop me? No, but I would like you to consider it and be patient. Why should I? Because I learned that dying is easy. Being reborn is hard. And how did life impart that lesson to you? And he says, he's still got the beard at this point. I had to die first. And then you see some recap of him fighting Doomsday. And here is the underwear on the outside Superman fighting Doomsday. It's been a long time.
Also with underwear on the outside.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, actually he does, doesn't he? And they're talking about that. He's talking about that. And you're seeing some really good work by Doug Mahlke recreating the huge battle between the two where they eventually kill each other. Very classic. Yeah. I actually got to pick up the Death and Return of Superman omnibus on eBay a while back for a very nice price. So I've read that recently. Very good stuff. Doug Mahlke.
Salute. Gazutai.
Sorry.
Yes,
I
bless you, sir.
Meant to mute that, and I think I hit the wrong button.
Sorry
anyway,
about that.
Jimmy sneered.
He sneezed in China.
You actually increased the volume. Or, no, I'm saying, I
don't. Yeah, oops.
Okay,
oh, God,
so...
That panel where he's... This is straight out of... the story where he's sitting there punching Doomsday. I mean, I would imagine actually all these panels are recreations of those original panels from that issue. But that's those three where he's hitting Doomsday, where the two bodies are there, and then when Lois is holding the body. Those are great recreations.
Oh, absolutely, because he punches him and then pretty much has a heart attack right after, because that was his like last breath. And then there's that iconic torn up cape on the flowing on the
girder, or not girder,
girder stick, yeah, with it sticking up out of the ground, which, you know, in a whole nother universe ended up in the possession of R.J. Brand on his Mars base, which I have a page of. Yeah,
is that right?
It was back when they brought Mon-El back, and he was talking to R.J. Brand in his office, and in the glass case was that torn up cape, and he was like, "You knew him, didn't you?" That's when, you know, he came back as champion or what for a bit. I actually have that page.
Valor.
Valor.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's
I mean, he was called champion in the Superboy comic for a while.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I was collecting every time he showed up. Anyway, there's that page where they're talking about that, and he's like, "You knew him, didn't you?" And he says, "Yeah." Which, you know, that whole Panic in the Sky thing. Boy, I'm just going all over the place. But anyway, I have that page by Moy and Serini signed. Legion of Superhero, Legionnaires number 37, that's what it was. Anyway, yeah. How many continued these did I just talk about there? About six, I think.
Yep.
So anyway, he's talking about how he passed out, a wave of blackness until a small circle of light appeared way in the distance and a wall of sound came flowing over me. Well, his body ended up in this fortress of solitude.
What? You're going to get to it in a moment, but okay. I was only looking at the top half of that page that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Where it says, over my dead body.
Oh, yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
I saw that. I have it cut at that point, so I was thinking that was Lois
complaining
about over my dead body, but no, it's Superman with the long hair.
Yeah, exactly.
But I only had like a nose up shot, so it looked like Lois.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that's when he had the long hair for a while.
Once you get the scruff and the cranky face, then you know it's long-haired Superman.
Yeah.
But, like, if you cut it at the nose, it could be Lois.
It could be, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, there was that whole deal with the Kryptonian battle armor, and, oh, okay. I looked over
See, you can't not see it now, right?
Yeah, I know, you're right. So anyway, talking about the Cyborg Superman, because a bunch of them came back, and he was resurrected by some fancy schmancy thing.
They've kind of retconned him here, because I'm pretty sure he came back with a mullet, didn't he?
Well, that is a... It's mullet-like.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
No, that's straight-up long hair. No mullet.
Well, he
I mean,
have,
if you're going to... If you're going to, like, whitewash history, that's a way to go, because, really, the mullet was not
mistakes.
Something to be... Totally. Erase
well,
it and start
that,
all over.
He had that until he got married, didn't he?
Yeah, that was probably a condition of the marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I ain't saying I do till that mullet is gone, buddy.
Yeah.
What,
so,
what reasonably married man does not do what his wife tells him to do, fashion-wise, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, Clark, you can move a planet, but, oh my God, you got to get rid of that hair.
You got to cut
well,
that hair.
The funny thing was, is like, that was in style, but by the time Superman had it, wasn't like out of style for 5 or 6 years. At least
it was in style in Mississippi and perhaps
I don't know. I wasn't living in Mississippi at that
point. Lithuania.
I know my mullet went bye-bye long before I hit high school.
God,
I think
I've never had a mullet.
Where was Borat from?
I have no idea. Okay, so kind of the same outfit that he's wearing now, reminiscent of it. No funky wristbands or gloves.
No.
So he continues to talk, and he's basically saying, I came back to life, which means so can he. And she's saying, you seem so sure of yourself that I want to believe you, because Clark was my closest friend. I can feel in my heart that he's gone. I don't remember, I guess I didn't read as much New 52 with her in it, because I don't remember them being that big of friends. But, so they're talking back and forth, and he's basically going to help her, and he says, I'm going to take him back to this to the fortress. Clark told her about it, and she's going to try to do, and you know, he's like, we're partners now, she's saying, because I'm going with you. So they're going to take it, and they're going to try to do that thing, and which, you know, basically it's ashes at this point, but he closed the crypt back up. Okay, so now they're in the Arctic. I'm not sure how we get in, she says. Used to work like this. And he puts his hand up like, welcome, Kryptonian. Wow, are you all right? I sometimes forget the other side of Clark's life, how epic it all is was. So you got the robot saying, how can I be assistance? So what about this Kryptonian artifact you mentioned? It's called the Regeneration Matrix. It's similar in form and function, and I can use it to regenerate Clark just like it was used to bring me back to life. What are we waiting for? Ask away. So anyway, they're talking about it. There is no such thing in this universe. And then he's picking things up and realized it. So apparently he left a recording for Kara, thinking it was her genome that turned it on. And if you see a hologram of him, if these crystals have been activated, it means I'm dead, Kara. Like we spoke about the last time we were together, you're the last Kryptonian. Our beautiful and fragile adoptive homeworld needs you more now than ever. Now more than ever. It needs a Supergirl to be ready. Then he continues on about the front of the crystals, which, you know, he already knows. Never occurred to me to do it in my fortress, but how obvious. He honored both. Yeah. They're talking about in his Superman, that Superman just did.
He didn't really have his Fortress of Solitude, so.
Well, he does, actually. He has it in a different space. You see it in that miniseries that Juergens wrote. He's got it in a mountain, and it's like a panic room for his wife and kid when it needs to be.
Right.
But what I'm talking about is he's standing, he's kind of floating there, and there's in one of the things they did in the New 52 universe was they made the Clarks dead again. They died in a car accident. In the original universe, they died of a freaky flu thing. And in the New 50, yeah.
Just like Lightning Lad.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, no.
In post-crisis, they were alive. And were alive up until he was Superman and beyond.
Right, and then it was just Ma Kent.
Yeah,
Ma Kent got
Pa died.
Killed.
And,
yeah.
So what they're showing is he put a statue of his Kryptonian parents and his human parents, both.
New 52 Clark.
Yes, the New 52 Clark. And he's like, I never thought about putting statues of the Earth parents in there.
What a douche.
Well, you know. And he's kind of standing there, and he's just now realizing that the Superman of this world is dead, and I can't bring him back. I'd like to help you keep that promise. Let's bring him home. So now they're in Smallville, and she's buried him there. I just wanted you to know that the two young Clark Kents on two different worlds are very lucky to have Lana Langs in their lives. And she's finishing putting it up, so. So back at the Fortress of Solitude, you see Superman putting a statue of the New 52 Superman in between Ma and Pa Kent of that universe. And then he says, all that tomorrow is missing is Superman. And the adventure continues in Action Comics number 957, and in 1 week, Superman number one in 2 weeks. And that is the end of it. Very good, I thought.
Tomasi.
Yes. What did you guys think of that?
I liked it. I think...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think they kind of had to get all this stuff, like, out of the way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the whole thing, so the one-shot.
Yeah, because the main... Was this the rebirth issue, or was this the first issue?
The rebirth.
This is the rebirth issue. Yeah. So it's fine for, like, clearing the plate and then getting into the new... Like, I don't know how reflective this issue is of the series as a whole, because the series is more a kid and his dad and their super adventures and stuff, and it's a lot of fun from what I've heard.
Oh, it's
great. It's a family book. It's a family book.
Yeah,
I was in Walmart the other day, and I walked by the little aisle where they have all the Magic the Gathering cards, which, you know, every time I get the urge to buy more, and I stop myself, and found it, and I took a picture of it, but I never posted it anywhere, but Walmart has an exclusive deal where they've got 5 comics for $1 in a package like they used to do in grocery stores. You could get, like, random comics. And the very first, the one you could see was this one. Well, actually, Superman number one with the Patrick Gleason cover and with, you know, his son and Lois on it. And I assume it was specifically Rebirth stuff, so there was probably 4 other Rebirth titles in there. I almost bought it, but I didn't. I don't know why. I should have gave it to the kids. But anyway, that was kind of cool. But it said on there, Walmart exclusive, had a little sticker on there. So
don't give me a reason to go to Walmart. Jesus.
Hold off. It's the only place you can go to here.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Unfortunately, and it is very close too, and open 24 hours. So
this was, like Murray said, this was a plate clearing and a plate setting. Well, it didn't really even set the plate. It just kind of it showed that, okay, the plate is cleared of all the old Superman stuff, and now you know, if you want to go stand in line for the buffet of the new Superman, you can. And this will be the main course at the end of it.
Well, yeah, and they always talk about a jumping on point. All these Rebirth ones, this one was a very good one. Perfect, I thought, of a jumping on point, for sure. So, exactly what...
And I like in this little backup thing they're doing, you know, it's got that Superman, here's Superman in the Rebirth, It's got the reign of the supers, as in, like, remember the, yeah, the reign, yeah, of the Superman?
Yeah.
I think that's very clever.
Yeah.
Obviously, well thought out. I think, you know, I think there was a lot of positives of the New 52, but clearly, editorially, it was, you know, we have to do this now, and we'll worry about, you know, the periods and the editorial stuff later. But this one, they really put a lot of thought into, okay, this is how we're going to make it smooth, and this is why DC is, what, that 3 months in a row now they've dominated sales, I think?
That's
it's 3 months?
Right.
So.
They have.
Yep.
I was just reading that the other day. They've done a real good job with this, I think.
So, and, yeah, with the New 52, they had 1 month. And it doesn't hurt that they're putting out two issues on some of these books a month, so that does help sales definitely.
Oh, well,
but
yeah.
Who would buy, you know, one, let alone two, if the quality wasn't there and if there wasn't a feeling of, you know...
Or at $3.99 a piece, either, for that matter.
Some of them, yeah. I mean, they have a couple of $2.99ers, but you're right. There's enough $3.99ers to make you think, my God, I can't do this yet. People are. I mean, I don't think the numbers are not...
I think, they reduced the price on everything, remember?
Oh, I think there were some $3.99ers. Oh.
Maybe.
No, I think the only $3.99s are like the Vertigo and the Young Animal. All their DC.
Okay.
Yeah, their DC, main DC are all $2.99.
Oh, well.
Which is good.
Yeah.
$6 a month. So for the two times a month books, people are still willing to spend $6 a month for the adventures of their heroes.
They're towards the end when I saw. Telephone. When I saw.
Just have your girl take a message. Come on.
Yeah. When I saw that what was going on, because I jumped in with that whole DCU initiative on Superman with him losing his powers, because I thought it'd be interesting, and it was a really good story. Then it's like at some point I realized that he's gonna die, and I really started paying attention and was. Keeping in that, especially when they started the storyline, it says the final days of Superman, duh, you know. And it ended up being such a good story. I'm glad I stuck with it. And then next thing I know, this is going on, so. And it's hard to believe that, what, how far along are we now? This started in January. God, has it been that long? 10 months?
No.
What's the...
This
was starting in January.
Yeah,
September.
January of 2016.
No.
Oh, well,
what
that
started?
Was
Rebirth?
That's the publication date, my bad.
No, Rebirth started 3 months ago.
Has it only been three?
Yeah. End of August, beginning of September.
Oh, yeah,
it hasn't been 3 months, so it's been 2 months, yeah.
Yeah,
5/28.
Oh, 5/28's when I'm looking at the file dates.
No.
5/28 is when DC Rebirth number 1 came out.
That might have been... Yeah, they did like the Rebirth special or whatever in May.
Yeah, and June is when they all...
But they didn't publish any books, like Rebirth books, until September. Like after the special... It was
no, there were Rebirth books in August. I'm 100%
no,
sure on that.
June.
Oh, in August. Yeah. In August they were doing. Sorry, you're right. They were doing like the Rebirth
June
one. 7th. Yeah.
Green Arrow and Batman came out on June what? No. Okay, here we go. Green Arrow Rebirth, Batman Rebirth, Green Lanterns Rebirth, Superman Rebirth all came out on June 2nd.
Really?
Yes. I'm looking at the file dates right here. And then the 9th was...
Maybe that's true. Maybe they did like a slow rollout of the Rebirth number 1s.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And then by September is when they were starting the
actual books, yeah.
The actual books with their new number 1s.
Yeah, because Supergirl Rebirth just came out on 8/18 a couple months ago.
Yeah. They kind of rolled it out slowly, which was fine.
Yeah, no, because
clearly it befuddled all our memories.
Yeah, I think that's what I think. One of the most, which at the time I didn't think it was a mistake, but when they did New 52, rolling out all that stuff all at once was probably a little bit too much. But doing
Info
it the
dump.
Way that, and yeah, when the way they're doing it now, it's a lot better, I think. So, I mean, I've been able to get everything.
Well, it's purposeful. It's, you know, and again, that's why Super Sons,
so,
I don't have a problem with it being, you know,
yeah.
them pushing the date out, because clearly they're like, you know what, we want to get this right. We have other stories that we're telling that are going to lead into it. So unlike Marvel, who will publish the, you know, undefeatable Iron Man, which, you know, is post Secret Wars 2, well, you know, 3 months before Secret Wars 2 even ends.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of irritating. I mean, it's
oh yeah, I agree.
It works sometimes, but, you know,
well,
they can't keep going down that road and saying, well, we just won't reveal any spoilers for Secret Wars 2. Well, that's not, you know, that's not how it should work. Just wait till the damn series is over and then release this other stuff, or get your series on time. Whereas DC, there was no event tied to this. They just did it.
Yeah, I was surprised
with
that.
Smart.
Yeah, I agree. I was expecting more of that Rebirth one shot, and then I realized that was it. They made it look like it was the start of an event, but it really wasn't.
The event was just rebooting all the titles.
Yeah.
That's the event. And they're rebooting them when they're ready.
Yeah.
And they're rebooting them, like I said, with purpose. Or not at all. You know, there's books that aren't rebooting, like a Gotham Academy. It's not really rebooting, it's just year two.
Yeah, true.
Batgirl, kind of not rebooting. They just took a breath and...
Yeah. But I have to say, of the titles that they've done so far, the one I look forward to the most are Detective and this one.
Superman?
Yeah, Superman. Batman... I'm not enjoying it as much as Detective, but it's just the way that they're doing, I don't know, that whole Gotham and Gotham Girl thing was, I don't know. It's good,
hey,
it's just, I don't know, it's just hit and miss.
To their credit, it's really their only really dark book so far. All the other books have been pretty, you know,
yeah.
lighter in tone, and whereas Batman has in fact been pretty morose.
Yes, absolutely. It has been. But, you know, Batman should be dark. I'm not exactly sure if it's that dark. I mean, not like All-Star Batman dark. That is a totally different animal there. Obviously not even close to continuity.
I need to catch up.
That blows my mind. I just got through reading the lightest one. The level of violence in that is almost up to the point of... that Kick-Ass book that he did with Mark Millar. Pretty wild. Well, I think we've got it all covered here. Anything else?
Already.
I feel covered?
Okay. Everybody's covered. All right, then.
I'm all snug. I'm snug as a bug in a rug here.
Oh, well, okay, then. Oh, question real quick. Has absolutely nothing to do with comics. Is anybody watching that Westworld show?
I don't have HBO.
Oh, I forgot. I don't either.
Yeah, I don't have it either. Yeah.
Never mind then. Anyway, as always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com.
Oh, hold on.
Okay,
back.
Hold on.
So, Murray, as a fan of Orphan Black, you should be watching a show called Falling Water. Just
Falling Wire?
Water.
I've heard
of it.
It's got the same vibe. It's also got the you know what's
it.
That one? Yeah, no, it's really good.
It's
take
on
it
Falling Water.
USA Network.
I think so.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yes, it's same vibe as Orphan Black and what's the one with F Society?
Crap! You would say it, and I can't think of it. Oh, shit! Hold on, it's in my list of stuff. Let me look it up.
Yeah, with all the hackers.
Oh, I know which one you mean.
Crap.
I know exactly which one you mean. Oh, that one. No, I don't know which one you mean.
Hold on.
Anyhow, if you like, again, as a fan of Orphan Black, and you would conceptually be a fan of that other one, which neither Chris or I can seem to get our brains to remember what the name of it is. Anyhow, Falling Water, it's got that same slow burn.
We'll have to look for it.
I highly recommend it. It's a good filler between seasons of Orphan Black. So
cool, because it's a long time till April, man.
There you go.
I started Orphan Black. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know why.
Oh,
all right, so you can do your clothes now. I want to make sure I did not forget to let.
No, that's cool. I have to know what the name of that is. It's driving me crazy. Where'd it go?
In there somewhere. Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot. There we go. Yes, I still haven't watched any of this season yet.
Christian Slater's in that?
Yes,
he is.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Huh.
And he smokes a lot. Shocking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway, as always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there, or join us on our Facebook page. We haven't had anybody join in a while, but, you know, things go up and down.
Asshole.
Yeah. What else? Oh, yeah, actual episodes. You can comment on those as well and let us know what you think there. And, yeah, that is it for this week. And we are out.